ensure the success of the business. The implications of Brexit and the possibility of restrictions of trade by the imposition of tariffs or additional administrative burdens could be catastrophic for the business. And indeed, the multiplier of 1,200 jobs in the local area on both sides of the border. And I should tell you that we have a workforce that emanates from both sides of the border, and I'm very pleased to say and proud to say that the first woman harbour master in Ireland and the UK is Katrina Dowling, and she was appointed recently, and she's from Drogheda. That's a good example of cross-border job. So if, to conclude, with regard to the Harbour Authority and our desire to maintain and continue to grow our business and to develop it and to create more jobs, we are working very, very hard in both jurisdictions to endeavour to ensure a sensible and, we'll call it, a soft border. And finally, the competition that exists between the main ports on the east coast of Ireland is good for the economy, both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And I'm sure you understand why I'm saying that. So thank you very much.